This is Here and Now from NPR and WBUR Boston. I'm Jeremy Hobson. And if you've ever seen the George Clooney movie Up in the Air, you know that business travelers love their perks. The short security lines, the first class seats, the airport lounges, which offer free drinks, food, and occasionally things like luxury spas. Now, to get into those lounges, you have to have a membership, which some people get for free if they have a $450 a year American Express Platinum card. But that perk for Amex Platinum holders is ending in March when it comes to American Airlines and U.S. Airways lounges, which those airlines just merged. So American Express is building its own airport lounges. Jason Bellini reports for The Wall Street Journal. He's with us from New York, as he is each week, to discuss. Hi, Jason.
Hi, Jeremy.
So this is, for some people, it's like a far-off world. It makes no sense to them what's going on here. But this is big business. And I want to ask, first of all, why this benefit for the American Express Platinum members is ending.
Well, first, it's kind of funny. I first heard about this credit card just a few weeks ago before this benefit was canceled, because I was razzing a friend of mine at a Christmas party because he's always checking in from all these lounges, and it made it sound like he has this very posh life. And I was like, how is this possible? How are you a member of all these lounges? How do you, you know, you don't fly that much. He says, well, I'm on this American Express credit card for $450 a year. And I did the math. That sounded all right to me. Well, maybe I could do the same thing, be checking in on Facebook all the time from airport lounges. Well, yeah, that's going away just the same way for that same credit card. United Airlines, their lounges became inaccessible to those members. And really what this is about with this particular credit card is the relationship that American Airlines has with another credit card company, the American Advantage credit card that's offered through Citigroup. Hmm. And now they're offering the World Elite MasterCard for $450 a year, and that will get you access to the Admiral Club Lounge.
But American Express cardholders probably are not going to be happy about this, and American Express is, and this is something it was already doing, but it sounds like it's going to ramp this up, building its own lounges.
That's right. They've got several open already. There's one in Las Vegas. There's another one in Dallas-Fort Worth that's open, and they've got plans for LaGuardia and San Francisco, and they also have a number of international destinations. But I think to most frequent flyers, they'll say, well, you know what? As posh as these lounges are, and they're designed to be just as elegant as the first-class lounges of airlines, there just aren't enough of them, at least at the moment, to make it worth it. And there's also the location factor, because, you know, you could be in one terminal and the Centurion Lounge is in another.
Centurion Lounge, that's the name of the American Express Lounge.
Yes, exactly.
Jason, why do they have to do this? What is it that's so important about these lounges for business travelers?
Well, I think what's really going on here is that in the air, business travel has become so good. You know, every airline, especially on the international flights, is offering flatbed seats to their international customers. And they have, you know, they all have premium alcohol. They all have gourmet meals. So where they can really differentiate themselves is on the ground with these lounges and offering all these kinds of perks. And yes, it's a big business decision for them, because by investing all these millions, if not hundreds of millions of dollars in upgrading their lounges, the incentive for them is to try to incentivize to their customers, fly with us.
And do you think business travelers are going to say, well, I'll just go with the Amex lounge instead of the airline lounge?
Well, it's hard to say, because, you know, everyone's sort of evaluating their own travel itineraries and whether they fly in one airline more than another and what makes the most sense for them. But it's a very competitive field, and there are a lot of people who've realized that the credit card companies are trying to get to lure them in, and they can kind of play them off one another, play off the perks, play off the points. And so it's pretty complex math to figure out which credit card to use.
Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal. Jason, thanks as always. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
This is Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.